This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums. The only Arkansan on the Presidential Advisory Commission on Election Integrity says the commission's recent request for states to submit publicly available information on their voter rolls raised concerns. Former Democratic State Representative David Dunn of Forest City is one of 12 members of the commission, which held its first meeting yesterday. Dunn said in opening remarks that he hoped the commission would ensure the, quote, privacy of America's voting public.
I believe that any data, statistics, or information collected by us or by the state should be held in our trust and safeguarded from any political misuse. And finally, I hope that the activities of this bipartisan commission are completely transparent and public. It's important that our work be conducted with the highest level of integrity and that a variety of views can be expressed and considered.
President Trump appointed the commission in part to address his claims that millions voted illegally in the 2016 election. The commission's request for voter data drew rebukes from most states. The Arkansas Secretary of State's office submitted some voter data to the commission, but was later told to delete it. The city of Eureka Springs will be able to use more than $7,000 from the state in an effort to have a cemetery placed on the National Register. Governor Asa Hutchinson announced this morning Eureka would receive $7,100 from the Arkansas Historic Preservation Program to work for a National Register nomination for Eureka Springs Cemetery. The money comes through the Certified Local Government Grant Program. Eureka Springs, along with Dumas and El Dorado, was one of three cities to earn a grant this morning. The National Weather Service is placing a heat advisory into effect for the entire listening area. Heat index values through at least Saturday afternoon could reach as high as the dangerous 110 point in parts of eastern Oklahoma and northwestern Arkansas. A weak cold front is scheduled to arrive Sunday, but emphasis on weak. Afternoon highs Sunday are still expected to be in the lower 90s in northwest Arkansas and around 97 in the Arkansas River Valley. Arkansas's U.S. senators have said this week they both support a repeal-now, replace-later approach to doing away with the Affordable Care Act, also known as Obamacare. But their positions have been somewhat at odds with the state's Republican governor, Asa Hutchinson, and with the fact that the Senate Republicans don't have the votes to take the approach. On NPR's Morning Edition yesterday, Governor Hutchinson said he still favors a repeal of the law and even a bipartisan health care reform package, but suggested that working with the other party could require adopting a new message.
That's the challenge with Democrats. They won't come on if you if you're going to say you repeal it. But you've got to have a bipartisan solution here because you don't have the votes to repeal. If you don't have the votes to with the new Senate plan and to reform it, then you've got to start saying there's things we can't agree upon. Let's move forward with those.
Both Senators John Bozeman and Tom Cotton have said this week they're confident that attempting to repeal the health care law with a 2-year effective date would allow Congress time to come up with a replacement plan. But already a handful of their GOP colleagues in the Senate have declined to take that position.